Confession means agreeing with God about our wrongdoing without hiding, exaggerating, minimizing, or shifting responsibility. A confession becomes weakened when we attach an excuse to it. I am sorry I yelled, but you made me angry. I should not have lied, but I knew you would overreact. I am sorry you were hurt. These statements sound like apologies, but they quietly place responsibility on the person who was harmed. The word but often cancels everything that came before it. A truthful confession says, I yelled at you. That was wrong. You did not make me respond that way. I am responsible for the words I chose. This does not mean that only one person contributed to a conflict. Two people may both have responsibilities. But when we confess our own wrongdoing, we should not use the other person's failures to reduce our responsibility. Proverbs 28 teaches that those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and forsake them find mercy. Confession includes both admitting and forsaking. We acknowledge what happened and we begin moving in a different direction. Another danger is using an apology to pressure someone. We may say, I apologize, so you have to forgive me. God commands you to forgive. If you were a real Christian, you would let this go. That is not repentance. It is spiritual manipulation. We may ask for forgiveness, but we cannot command another person's emotional process, boundaries, trust, or timetable. Forgiveness belongs to the other person's relationship with God. Our apology does not purchase a particular response. We should also avoid making the injured person comfort us. An apology can become self-centered when we collapse into statements such as, I am the worst person in the world. You must hate me. I will never forgive myself. The other person may then feel pressured to reassure us instead of being allowed to describe the harm. Christian humility is not self-hatred. It is honest responsibility under the grace of God. A sincere confession usually contains five elements. First, name the specific behavior. Second, identify why it was wrong. Third, acknowledge the likely harm. Fourth, describe the change you intend to make. Fifth, ask what appropriate repair may be possible. We should also avoid making promises we cannot support. Saying, I will never do that again, may sound impressive, but meaningful repentance is demonstrated through faithful choices over time. A better statement may be, I am putting accountability in place. I am changing this practice. I understand that rebuilding trust will take time. Confession does not control the future. It opens the door to truth. Through Christ, we can confess without hiding and without despair. God's grace frees us to stop defending ourselves, accept responsibility, and begin walking in a changed direction.